is speaking about the stage of Asakti now. On this stage, it's present very unprecedented and beautiful at the time of Asakti. The sadhak becomes very eager to obtain the worshipable object. He cannot rest in one place. From his bhajan kutir, he comes out, sometimes he goes in. All the time he keeps wandering in eagerness. If he sees some Vaishnava, "Oh, my life is successful," he says. He has deep Shraddha, faith, and deep attachment, love. He asks him several questions regarding spiritual matters. If he sees some speaker of Bhagavatam, he begins to inquire from him with eagerness, "Oh, you are so scholarly person. Just by hearing one shlok about the sweetness of Krishna from the 10th canto, when he is defined, when he is made to hear the definition of this shlok, 10th canto and Ras Panchadhyay, one chant, Tavakamritam, Tavakamritam, this shlok, entering this shloka, he begins to manifest ecstatic symptoms in his body, and he begs to hear one more shloka. All the gopis have been left behind. He has taken Radha. When he gives these descriptions, he begins to shed tears of happiness, bliss. Then, these are the symptoms of Asakti. Somewhere, sometimes, he develops some feel some dejection in his heart. He goes to the association of the saintly person. But when he sees them, he says, oh, my life is so successful. Here, Bhagavad Katha, Hari Katha is going on. Sitting here sitting on the saintly person. He hears Harikatha and just like from Mansarovar, from the Himalaya, there are thousands of rivers emanating from this lake, Mansarovar. Similarly, he becomes completely absorbed. All this Harikatha is flowing in thousands of directions and purifying all the places. Just like by the flow of the river Ganga or Yamuna, all everywhere is lush green. Similarly, his heart also is filled with so much bliss and happiness by hearing this Harikatha. Then he says, Prabhu, you what is the medicine for? Please give me the medicine that I should be able to cross this material ocean of birth and death. Please provide me the instructions to cross this ocean of birth and death. Sometimes he considers himself very fortunate by hearing instructions from the saintly person. Sometimes he shows the saintly person and hears Harikatha from them. The asakti in his heart, when Sarvesh had asakti in his heart for the desired object of his worship, he travels there, he moves inside, outside, Varsana, Govardhan, Vrindavan. He travels to all these places very restlessly. We have seen the Goswamis that how they were also wandering, traveling all the places. In other saintly persons also we see these symptoms. Where to go? What should I do? Where should I go? Where should I go that I will be able to find Krishna? Where can I? Will I ever be able to attain Sri Vrajendranandan? His mind is restless. Why? Because he is not feeling good about anything. Oh, except for Krishna, he finds nothing grateful. Wandering in the forest, he keeps wandering in the forest, different forests. Sometimes he has darshan, a glimpse of Krishna, and then he thinks he sees some deer. Krishna deer means one bad deer which has accepted Krishna as his whole and soul. if he will come near me, then it means Krishna is merciful to me. And if the deer goes away from me, it means that Krishna has gone away from me. That Krishna is not merciful on me. So like this, all the natural movements of the birds, animals, insects, etc., he imposes, or he sees in them also Krishna's mercy everywhere. He searches for Krishna's mercy in all living entities. That Krishna's mercy is coming to me. If the deer goes away from him, he says, oh, Krishna is not merciful to me. If the deer comes to me, then Krishna is merciful to me. Like this, in all living entities, he is searching the mercy of Krishna. Translation by Damodar Maharaj.
Let's not speak about Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami.
श्री जगन्नाथ दास बाबू जी महाराज, श्री गौरकिशोर बाबू जी महाराज, they were never able to stay stationary in one place. In Vrindavan also, there's not a single place where they have not visited. But they are not able to attain any peace. Where should I go to attain Krishna? What should I do? Oh, Mahaprabhu is very merciful. Maybe I will go to his place. There Krishna I can attain very easily. Like this, this eagerness of the heart, he goes to Navadvipa. Gaurakishore Babaji Maharaj enters near, he attains the ascension of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He enters a toilet like this, wandering all over to attain Bhagavan Shri Krishna somewhere. He goes to the villages of the Braj, and small children, if Brahman kids, if he sees them who are playing, he remembers, he asks them, oh, son of Sanandan, Sanatan. He's considering them to be son of Sanandan. I will be able to attain Krishna? Will I have his darshan? The child may be with broken word. If he said no, hearing this, he becomes greatly distressed in heart and laments, starts to cry, oh, I will not be able to attain Krishna. And if the children see that, oh, the Baba is crying, they say, oh, Baba, you will have. Then he begins to dance in ecstasy. Sometimes he becomes very indifferent towards everything. Quietly he goes to Bhajan Kuti, chants, or begins to think, meditate. How they attain Bhagavan? He has no other thought in his heart. Eating, drinking, sleeping, he has no such desires in his heart, no such needs now. Where should I go? What should I do to attain him, Krishna? Even he has forgotten his daily needs, taking bath, eating, drinking, everything he has forgotten. The people, family members asked him because, but he's trying to keep his moods secret. Okay, I will speak a little Hindi also.
Bali.
Hindi. Hindi is more understandable. Speak very sweet, I don't get to eat.
What is the secret of their religion? They are so used as Christian. Just be the Kodakishwana Babaji Maharaj. You could not stay in one place. He was always moving here and there. And finally, he thought, he said, Mahaprabhu is so merciful. So he came up with Ravan and went to Gauravi. And even Gauravi, he was so merciful in so many ways. Sometimes in the bathroom, he was sent here and there. Then there you have a Saki. The devotee moved. It's like a madman. He sees a soul walking around the body, pointing it up. And he asked him, what's the name of Ananda? Will I get Krishna today? And if the boy says, no, then the boy begins crying, laugh, laugh. And if the boy laughs, oh yes, yes, you'll get it. Then the son becomes happy and dancing. Sometimes he goes to his mother's Krishna. He cannot think of anything else except Krishna. How will I eat? how much space, how much time power, they have done a definition. All these things are the Krishna. Sometimes for no reason, he stands up, then he sits down, he goes here and there. So now, what happened to you? What happened? The guru can explain to this woman.
His relatives begin to think that he has become crazy. Maybe he has become mad. The neighbors, they, when they see all his activities, they think,
that
he is lazy and he is foolish. He has no brains. Maybe he is suffering from mental disease. Maybe he is crazy. The Mimamsas, they think he is foolish. Mayavadi, they consider him to be fallen. Oh, he is not doing any task. No job. He doesn't speak anything about the scriptures. He is fallen person. Those who are offenders towards the Lord, they consider him to be duplicitous and proud. Somebody considers him fallen, somebody considers him lazy, crazy. They don't know the glories of the devotional service of the Lord. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he saw Jagannathji, he ran like a madman to touch his lotus feet. All the big pandas, scholarly people who were there, could not understand these moods of Mahaprabhu. There is a stick there to move the people. It will not hurt, it will not wound a person. So they were just about to hit Mahaprabhu. Sarva Bhattacharya said, oh, these symptoms are not visible in very high devotees also. Where did this mood arise from in him that they removed? He was the chief among all the priests there. He removed all of them from there, and then unconscious state, he took him in his home. He understood that he is Bhagavan. This all he also could not understand. Such a devotee is very rare to see in this world. They are karmakushal or advaitvadi, they are very expert in the worldly matters. By their intelligence, they are able to calculate on material matters. What they can understand about the such exalted moods of the devotees, because they themselves are in illusion. Those who have attained asakti, they consider them to be in illusion. That's why only a devotee of the Lord can understand. They are also not ordinary devotees, not all ordinary people. Those who have attained the stage of bhava, only such people can understand the stage, or who has attained the stage of asakti, they can understand the mood of other such devotees. If we think, we might think that, oh, is it bhava really his mood, or he is imitating? We also yet have not firm faith that maybe he has attained such high mood. Only a jeweler knows the value of a diamond. General people do not understand the value of a diamond, they do not recognize the diamond. Only a devotee, a person who has attained prasakti, only such persons can understand that he has attained the most worshipable Lord, and he has attained the state of sakti. His life is successful. Except for the devotees, nobody can understand such moods. These people,
asakti
Bhakti is like a river of pain, and they fall in this river and they manifest different moods and proceed towards the wealth of fame, towards the ocean of fame, this river flows. Hindi bolo.
Each person of reality says he has become follow, man. The devil says, oh yes, no, knowledge, very lengthy and foolish knowledge. They don't answer. Those are the ones, they answer from the material ingredients, no answer. The third is called atomic theory. Oh, he is foolish, what do you got? In my mind, who are attentive to the fears of the devotee, the Bhagavan. Oh, he is completely mistaken. He does not know that he is a Brahmana. He does not have the upper last name of the Manashi. The Kamala Mani, oh, he is not really Kamala at all. He is completely useless. Those who are offended, the devotees who are offended, go, oh, he is very proud. He is a cheater. Or he is a very foolish person. He's vicious. They say something and they do not know the knowledge of the devotee Bhagavan. Yes, even Mahaprabhu came to Jagannath Puri. He ran from very Jagannath there, but they were unconscious. Some persons, they commit sin and the same eye is going to beat Mahaprabhu. The Sri Sattva Parachara, he saw the symptoms of the same thing in Mahaprabhu's body. He could understand, oh no, he is a great devotee. And everyone accepts the words of Sri Sattva Parachara except they did not beat him. And when Mahaprabhu was unconsciously shouting into the house of Sattva Parachara, did even Sri Sattva Parachara could not understand that this is Bhagavan? Therefore, in my life, if you are offended at the feet of Sri Krishna and the devotees, they think that the devotees are the situation is completely mistaken and misled. Who can understand that the devotee does not know the Shakti has made his life successful? Or any other devotee who is also the level of Shakti, or is the level above, only they can understand the activities of such a devotee. We are saying, can we understand the activities of such a devotee? We also do not understand. Only Hari can understand the Gaur devotee. Only Gaur can understand Gaur. Only in Sattva position or in a higher position, he can understand the activities and behavior of such a devotee. That devotee has fallen in the great river called Brahma or Shakti and is carrying it along. There are these activities that will fall under the influence of Bhagavad prayer and nothing else. Jagannatha could come forward.
Yeah.
Mani Shiro Mani Vrishabharu Nandini Nilavasana Paribha.
Shri Lakshmi Satya Sabha Jayana Ne Parajita
Yeah.
Now, the seven showers of nectar. After that, is only the passage of rain. Like this, asakti. This asakti. Which is very rare for general people to attain. Somebody may think he's crazy or lazy. Only those that are fit for their rationals, only he can understand the exalted moods. When this mature asakti, its name changes to this is very, very rare. The definition of bhav, it's not so simple. Those Madhyama Adhikari is very exalted, who have the gyan, only they can understand it. It's definition. And what to speak about reaching this stage, rare, maybe one or two people will be seen, very, very rare. Even in devotees, this mood, rati, it's not easy to understand this mood. Maybe some very rare person will understand in this world. That's very asakti. What means asakti? Means aiming Krishna as the aim and object, attachment towards Krishna. His heart is desiring, his suffering from, desiring to suffer or serve or have darshan of the Lord. This name is Rati. Another name of bhav is Rati. This bhav, I don't understand. Sat, Chit,
Ananda
is the Swarup Shakti's budding stage. Budding stage. It's not fully blossomed. It is completely, it is in a budding stage, beginning stage. This is the Bhakti creeper, the kalp creeper of Bhakti's flower, it is known. It is very rare. Even its eternal effulgence and even moksha, yoga, tapasya, jnana, etc., it becomes meaningless. All these. Even moksha becomes karma, of course, what if you got karma, etc. Even moksha becomes baseless or useless if the person will attain this stage. Even an atom of this stage can remove the entire ignorance from these roots. From the root, all the ignorance is removed just by its atomic association, by its atomic. Madhusudan means Krishna. This flower of bhav can, this fragrance can attract Shri Madhusudan or Shri Krishna. It gives an invitation by the fragrance of the flower. It gives an invitation to Shri Madhusudan, Shri Krishna. What to speak in detail by bhav? the heart becomes completely melted. And the heart is completely softened. The early Sadhan Bhakti, the heart begins to melt. In Asakti, the heart begins to melt. What it means, the melting of the heart? The tears flow from the eyes. All the ascetic symptoms manifest in one's body. This is the symptom of bhav. In bhav, the chit, this is Shuddha Sattva Vishesh, it teaches the stage, the condition. This is the ray of Prem, the sun of Prem, ray it may be called. This bhav, this half rati prem, it is the snehe mantranay, etc., rag, anurag, bhav. This is the budding stage of all these higher stages, snehe mantranay, etc. Like Madhavendra Puripal is described as bud, the bud of Bhakti Lata. We see in Mahaprabhu Sampradaya, this very high stage of Mahabhav, the bhav must understand to be the budding stage of Prem or Mahabhav. These two, Prem Sureshapa Sabhat and Ruchi Vishish Nyakrit, these are the two status selections, status symptoms of bhav. And this is the sun of fame. Ray. What means Shuddha Sattva? The potencies of Ladini and Sambit. It is these potencies are implied in them. But the main is Haladini Shakti is prominent here. And also, but Swami Shakti is also present there. Must understand this properly. How Krishna will be attained? Friendliness towards Krishna and favorable disposition towards Krishna. Through this bhav, the heart is melted, softened. This is called bhava bhakti, and the swarup is Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma. Shuddha Sattva means there is one Mishra Sattva, mixed Sattva. There is one is Mishra Sattva. The conditioned soul is Mishra Sattva. And the liberated soul is Shuddha Sattva. Krishna is the associate of his in Golok. They are all Vishuddha Sattva. Shuddha Sattva means Bhagwan Swarup Shakti. By saying Shuddha Sattva,
भगवान स्वरूप शक्ति
इट्स
फंक्शन ऑफ सेल्फ मैनिफेस्टेशन अंडरस्टैंड दिस मोर क्लियरली प्रॉपरली स्वरूप शक्ति इज इट्स फंक्शन इज कम विद Haladini, along with this, Haladini is more prominent, but Mahashakti is present there, but Haladini Shakti is prominent amongst all these two potencies. Haladini Shakti is presiding deities, Radharani herself, Shuddha Sattva, Nishesh,
meaning
Samvit and Haladini, these potencies, the mixture of this is which is in present in the associates of the Lord, Subal, Sakha, etc. Yashoda Nagar, Nanda Baba, and the gopis. Amongst gopis, the topmost Radharani. She is Haladini Shakti herself. By giving pleasure to Krishna, she is bringing Krishna under her control.
Subordination.
That are meditating on Krishna, meditating on the gopis or
your call is this.
So we heard how the Kali, the Gali, the Mayavadi, and the ordinary person having criticized the devotee in the realm of Vaishnavi, the most complete of understanding of the devotee in an even higher level who has reached the stage of Bhavabhati. Guru Goswami has given the definition of Bhavabhati, but really only a high class Madhyamanikari can really understand it. And as those who understand theoretically, only two or three in this world have achieved that Bhavabhati. A devotee to stage above is always reverent for the object of Krishna. Therefore, that bhav, another name is also Rati. And this is like a bud for the flower of prayer. First of all, we should understand that bhav is like a wish of living vine. It's very hard to understand the external symptoms of a starting to stage above. What to speak of the internal symptoms which we cannot see. So this, well first we should understand what is Sudhisattva Vishesha Bhavana Swami Amrita Sambhava. That Sudhisattva is made of Sat, Chit, and Ananda. And this will be explained later. Therefore, Bhakti is like a kalpa, a wish of feeling mind of devotion. And this Bhavabhati is like a bud that appears on that vine. So this Bhavabhati is very rare, moksha sadhuva. It has the ability to dispel all types of ignorance and it also manifests all sattva-jnana within the heart. This Bhavabhati attracts the being of Sri Krishna himself, Sri Madhusudha. And Sri Thakur Bhaktivinoda and Sri Bhaktivinoda have described very nicely how a star can stay in Bhavabhati and have doubts with Krishna for only 1 second, then he disappears again. Then when the stage of Bhavabhati, the heart of the star completely melts, and we discuss the three types of Adivas, experience the state of virtue. So, these external symptoms we can see in the sadhak's body, in the form of tears flowing from the eyes, the choking of the voice, and the absence of sattvic bhav. Therefore, the Guru Goswami has described to the sadhak vishesha atma, shrekam suryam, and samyavad. This bhavabhakti is the first ray of the sun of prema. And this Bhavabhati is the scrap of all systems, of all stages which appear after Bhav, beginning from prema, Nena, Man, Panay, Raga, Anurag, etc. This Bhav is the scrap of all of them. Just like Sri Madhavendra Puri, he describes to me the scrap from the bush-descending tree of Radha Bhakti in this world. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took that and distributed it everywhere in the form of Sri Radha Bhakti. Therefore, this Sutta Sattva is one. This Bhava Bhakti has both Siddhanta Lakshan, external system, and
neutral.
Therefore, the external symptoms will discuss, but the internal symptoms is the heart of the mouth, with the desire to perform a service which is preferable towards Krishna. What is Sudhasattva? This Sudhasattva is the star of friend, is the essence of Sandhik and Lagini Shakti. The essence of those two qualities, of course, Sandhik Shakti is also there. When the essence of the Sandhik and Lagini Shakti mix together, that is called Sudhasattva. And even among Sandhik and Lagini Shakti, the Lagini Shakti or the first human quality is prominent there. So the truth of Bhav is what? Sudhasattva Visheshatma, the essence of Sambhit and Lagini Shakti. Therefore, we should understand what is the meaning of Sattva. Sattva. Sattva means existence. In any world which is mixed with Maya, Sattva-Guru, Rajagun, and Sattva-Guru, that is called Vishwa Sattva. The Mukta Purush, the liberated soul, they experience only Sudhasattva.
The more sweetness you have in this attitude towards service, halakhi means that bhav should be blissful, pleasure giving. Then the essence of all these qualities is residing in the eternal association of the Lord. By bhav, they are giving pleasure to the Lord and themselves also attain bliss. This is Sudhasattva Vishesh
Bhava.
By performing bhajan under their subordination, it is described. Dancha means Dasya
Sakya Vatsalya Madhurera.
Okay.
Under their subordination, guided, remembering Krishna, meditating on Krishna, by their mercy, those bhavas manifest is infused in the hearts of the sadhak practitioner, that is called bhav or rati. Tomorrow's program.
Thank you.